Hi, welcome to Todorigawa Bookmakers at todorigawabookmakers.podbean.com. Thanks for dropping by. Today I'm going to make a simple thing without any drama. There's no drama today, but I think you'll be able to enjoy yourself anyway. Specifically, what I did was I ripped apart a book that was falling apart anyway. The end papers were loose, the signatures were loose, the cover wasn't loose, but the words on the cover were faded because it sat in the sun too long. I ripped it all apart. I took off the mull and I added new mull and I resewed the signatures first and then I added mull and then I added new and better end papers and I glued it all together. Then I trimmed the foredge of both the book board and the text block. I trimmed the foredge of the text block first, then realized the bookboards had to be cut too, so I ripped some of the cover off and sliced a little bit off, and then I re-glued the cover back on and added paper for the title. So it looks better and fresher now, and you can see a picture, one picture of it over at todorigawabookmakers.podbean.com, and it's my first redone, revitalized, remade book, and it came out much better than the original. Even when the original was new, it looked kind of odd to me, but it was one of my... It was not the first book I ever made, but it was one of the first books that... holy smokes. I made it in 2009, so that was like, 4 years ago. It looks much better now. And I also made some boxes, a box for a book about the same size. So I'm getting into boxes, and I am not going to go back and redo all my books, but I am getting interested in revitalizing older books. So thanks for dropping by. Next time we'll have some drama. This is just a quick one. Have fun. See you next week. Thanks for dropping by.